Earlier in the hour, we heard an Afghan pleading for the United States to stay the course in his country. And last week, a woman who ran a humanitarian program for the women of Afghanistan said U.S. troops were the only thing keeping her country from slipping into the barbaric clutches of the Taliban.
Please, President Obama, members of the Congress, do the needful to safeguard the progress that has been so hard won in Afghanistan over the last 14 years. We have to make sure that the country is strong before we step down.
Sunita Vishwanath, the co-founder of Women for Afghan Women. The president has taken political credit for saying back in 2013 that the brave American men and women in uniform are coming home from Afghanistan. That's not quite the same as saying mission accomplished. And with the opium poppy harvest near record levels, setbacks in Kunduz that have driven women out and fear of the Afghan government, the Taliban, and now ISIS, there is still enough mission for the president to say last week that some troops would be staying until 2017. Amy Bontrager and her family will be part of accomplishing that mission. Her husband, Mason, an infantryman, has deployed five times, twice to Iraq, three times to Afghanistan. And with a new baby sitting on her lap, Amy told me that her family's mission is raising a new generation of military families in unprecedented circumstances.
We're definitely facing this reality of what it looks like to raise children in this lifestyle. I've said before, we could be the first generation that is going to experience 20 years of deployment and what that's like to raise a family. We have nothing to compare to. And so we're learning as we go, but we also rely heavily on support of our country so that we continue to serve this mission.
But it's difficult. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. This is, you know, looking towards the future and what this deployment open-ended means. It's easy for a general to say, not so easy for a mom.
Yeah, you can't take the reality that deployments are challenging and it's hard. And each time he goes, the uncertainties. But we both realize this is what it looks like to serve our country in today's military. And we have to accept that mission. And I know my husband, as well as a large number of others, stand ready. And they want to go back. They started this war at the beginning, and they're ready to hopefully successfully complete the mission in the next year.
Are you all in for that mission?
I think we have to accept that mission because that's the mission that's been given to us by our commander in chief. This is very new to millennials. In 2001, did we think we would still be at war? That probably wasn't even a thought, but this is our reality. So we realize that the mission is much greater than us, but we stand ready to serve. And that's what it means to be in the military today. You have to be ready for what the mission that is given.
This is something, as you've said, millennials spending essentially huge chunks of their lifetime at war, kids, moms, dads, and then, of course, the losses that come from, you know, if anything happens. Why do you have to figure this out on your own?
We don't necessarily have to figure it out on our own. We've come a long way over the last 12 years of what is out there to support military families. And that's one area I'm really excited that I've been able to give back to military families for the organization I work with, Blue Star Families. They serve military families, but they even have a near program for neighbors, maybe families that don't know anyone in the military, but they want to give back. They want to help. And through Blue Star Families, you can become a member, a neighbor, and find ways to support these military families that are continuing to serve our country. So I feel there is a lot more out there, and there's a lot of work to be done, but we do have support, but we're going to need to continue to need that support.
Do you ever talk to Mason about maybe, you know, we've done our bit. It's time for us to move on. We shouldn't be in this shadow of danger for years and years and years.
I think that's a conversation that happens in a lot of homes. And I think day to day it changes. Do you stay in? Do you get out? But it goes back to that commitment. And you realize for some of these guys, they feel they're called to do this. This is what they are built for and they've trained for. It's hard. You look at these children and you think this is a very different lifestyle that they are being brought up in. To other children in our country, but then you realize it's something, it goes back to, it's much greater than us.
Amy Bontrager is a military spouse. Her husband has been deployed 5 times, and she's the program manager for the nonprofit Blue Star Families that supports military families. Take care.
Thank you so much for your time.